Two American soldiers and two Iraqis have been killed in the same Baghdad neighborhood where suicide bombers attacked a police station yesterday morning. A U.S. military spokesman says soldiers with the 1st Armored Division were ambushed last night as they patrolled the neighborhood known as Sadr City, one of the poorest neighborhoods in Baghdad, with more than a million Shia Muslims. NPR's Deborah Amos has been out to Sadr City today. Deb, tell us what you saw and what you heard.
Well, Renee, the markets are open and people are out on the streets, but they told us it was a night of tension. American soldiers were carrying out investigations last night. There were helicopters, U.S. military vehicles that were patrolling the city all night long. And the house-to-house searches may have been what triggered the ambush on soldiers of the 1st Armored Division.
Is there any connection between the suicide bomb attack yesterday and the ambush last night?
There are reports that two Shia Muslim militiamen were killed in the clashes with American soldiers, and it's not clear if the two incidents are connected at all. Local residents say the shooting took place outside the offices of a young, fiery Muslim cleric named Muqtada Sadr. The Shia slum is named after his father, who was a revered Shia cleric. He was assassinated by Saddam's agents. Muqtada is another story. He's a young man in a culture where age counts, so he may be trying to make his bones in another way. He's had run-ins with the American military before, including over his recruitment of his own militia and his criticism of their presence in the country.
Deb, Sadr City is home to many of Baghdad's Shia Muslims. They had welcomed the Americans when they first arrived. Why has this neighborhood suddenly exploded into violence?
Renee, it's true. This community was particularly oppressed by the Saddam regime, and they did see the Americans as liberators. So when we asked people on the street and the Iraqi police, they asked the same question, why? And many of them said that it was outsiders, maybe former members of the Ba'ath regime. But officers at the police station told us that there had been a threat in the past couple of days. It was even recorded in the police log, but it apparently wasn't taken seriously enough. You know, all the reports yesterday said that the suicide bomber rammed the front gate of the police station, but the officers today told us that the gate was open, and they complained about their police chief, and it looks like they're right because the gate was certainly intact today. What we saw inside the gate was a huge crater right in front of the building. The Iraqi policemen told us that they were in the middle of a morning exercise when the bomb went off, and there were more officers that were standing around for their weekly paycheck. You can still see bloody pools of water around that deep hole. Now, later today, there will be funerals for the two policemen and the 10 civilians who were killed in yesterday's car bomb attack on the Central Police Station, and that could be another flashpoint. You know, the Iraqis, the Shias in Iraq, did welcome the Americans, but an assassination a couple of months ago of a cleric in Najaf, they blame the Americans for that because they say there's not enough security in the country.
Thanks very much, NPR's Deborah Amos, speaking from Sadr City, Baghdad.